Is this thing on for a third time? All right. I super loved this unit. Did you guys love it?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you loved it too. And I know it's been a moment. I mean, we're about to wrap up our second unit in TAG, and this was the first one. But if we can be reflective and think back about the unit, what were some of your favorite memories? What did you love doing in the unit? You want to go first?
Sure. So we did this Yosemite versus Yellowstone, like which park is better, and I really liked that one. I thought it was super fun.
Do you remember which park you picked?
I picked Yosemite.
Yosemite, yeah. All right, what did you remember? What did you like?
I liked the one, like, cabin challenge, which was to try to flip over the blanket thing, the towel, while, like, a bunch of other people are stepping on it.
Right.
Like, you can't touch the floor.
Was your group successful?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yay! That was a favorite of a lot of friends. All right, what do you remember liking and enjoying?
I remember liking making the 3D bison. Out of paper and a bunch of different materials.
Wonderful. I love it. So recyclable materials.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Happy Friday, podcast listeners. Miss Fergali back with another episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. I am here with three fantastic fourth graders and two amazing teachers. Teachers, introduce yourselves.
I'm Miss Robertson.
Hi, I'm Miss Hanks.
And we are so excited for another wonderful episode. I actually don't think we've featured this park on our podcast yet, so that makes it extra special. But before we introduce the park, our three fourth graders are going to introduce themselves. So say good morning.
Good morning.
And what's your name?
Elin.
All right.
Good morning. My name is Alice.
Good morning. My name is Dunamis.
So we have Elin and Alice and Dunamis. And I cannot wait for them to share all their fabulous research, their hard work when they learn all about their national park. So let's get to it.
Dunamis, what park are we talking about today?
North Cascades National Park.
And when was this park founded?
October 2nd, 1968.
All right, Alice, where is North Cascades located?
It's located in Washington in portions of Whatcom, Skagit, and Chelan counties.
Wonderful.
Dunamis, what kinds of plants are in North Cascades?
Wildflowers, lichens, trees and shrubs, grasses and ferns.
Right, and Elin, what kind of animals can you find at your park?
We have grizzly bears, gray wolves, the Columbia black-tailed deer, and the Douglas squirrel.
So we know we're in Washington State. What are some of the natural features in North Cascades?
Some natural features of North Cascades are mountains, glaciers, rivers, and lakes.
Great. All right. Now, Alice, what is the weather and climate of your park?
The weather there, it varies a lot depending in season and location. Autumn to spring is buried in snow. In summer, dryness and warmness can be expected. But like I said, it is unpredictable.
All right. And Elin, what are some problems that we might see at your park?
Sometimes there are a lot of wildfires, so they have to block off portions of the park.
Okay. All right. And if we were to drive to your park from here in Metro Atlanta, Georgia, Alice, how long would it take us to get there?
It would take 36 hours, 2,588 miles.
Wow. That's a pretty long trip, man. So could you share some tourist information for the park? Like a to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Some are Diablo Lake Overlook, Blue Lake Trail Hiking, Ross Lake National Recreation Area, Cascade Pass Hiking, Washington Pass Overlook, Maple Pass Loop hiking. These are just some, BTW.
Okay. Yeah.
Elin, why would someone want to visit your park?
So there are a lot of reasons people want to visit the park. You can go camping there. There's a lot of wildlife. Also, some of the lakes there are very crystal clear and like teal colors.
Beautiful. Matches your sweater.
Yeah.
Dunamis, would you like to visit North Cascades?
Yeah, I would, because it looks pretty and it's very big and it looks pretty fun to hike.
Nice. And finally, why is the park important to the community, Alice?
It's important because it preserves unique natural features like mountain scenery, alpine meadows, waterfalls, and way more. It also relates to its mountain geography.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing all about North Cascades National Park. We really enjoyed our time with you today. Our podcast will be on a brief hiatus, just a couple weeks while we have to do some testing in our classrooms, so we will not be able to record our episodes, but we will be back, we promise. We hope you enjoyed today and have a wonderful weekend.
Bye. Bye.